Covers first. Well, ladies first. Okay. Thank you very much. Then in our case, I think we would take up your challenge with the 3 minutes, but maybe we take a little bit of a different approach. I think I want to start out with what we don't want to see in this report, or what we think that this report should not do in any case. And those are three things mostly. It should not have weaker language than previous years, previous reports, or even the guiding principles. And we see, I think, at least one instance of that in the text. It should not legitimate autonomous weapon systems. And also here we see one or two examples where qualifiers mostly could be understood in a way that what is said in the rest of the sentence is optional or is only to some extent applicable or has certain conditions that have to be met, and otherwise they do not apply. So those are two or three instances of this. And the third thing that this text definitely should not do, it should not weaken IHL, and it should not establish lower standards for autonomous weapon systems than it does for other categories of weapon systems. Of course, we are aware that we cannot do this in this kind of document, but it still is a dangerous precedent or a dangerous way to go in trying to do this. In favor of the report, we have to say that these kind of problems that we see are mostly in brackets, and they're mostly in paras 20, 21, and 23. So these are the things that we do not want to have in the text, and these are all crucial to us as well. Then going to the other side, elements that we think are important. It has been mentioned by others before. It's, of course, the two-tier approach, the elements that we had extensively discussed in March and that are figure in many working papers by many different regions, many different delegations, and that have ended up in paras 20 and 21 mostly. Those are very, very important parts, and there has also been a joint statement by 52 states that already that kind of displays this combination of provisions and regulations. With the many amendments that you have received with the current text, this is not visible anymore. And many of the elements that were set out as kind of principles or requirements of IHL that apply specifically to autonomous weapon systems in 20 are not that clear anymore. The kind of regulation or requirements that could be applied or that are needed under 21 are highly optional right now. It's like they're going into a risk mitigation direction, and it's not having the same ambition then, and I repeat myself again here, has been outlined by many, many delegations in their working papers in March. So we are going in a very wrong direction here as well. The next point, human control, which is also widely acknowledged, should be in the two-tier approach included as well. We know that this is controversial, but we have many different options in language on how to do this. We had in the past different ways on how to introduce the human element into the text. It even figures to some extent in the guiding principles. So it would be a big loss if this is not included in this text anymore. Same applies for ethical principles. This is like it's closely tied into the history of the GGE laws. And if we get rid of this, if it's not in a report anymore, then the GGE laws actually changes its character into a purely and very, very focused IHL discussion forum, which does not take into account the broader problems that we are facing. It's going into a very narrowed down direction. We also think that the broader international law should be considered in the way it was introduced by many delegations this week. I will not go into detail here. The predictability aspect